Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining from in the world today. My name is Leela Singh. I'm a leadership, career, and personal brand coach. Welcome to Life with Leela. My mission is to impact 100,000 people's career trajectory beyond what they thought possible. Why? Because I'm passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you in your career and in your life. How do I do that? Through harnessing your leadership potential. In other words, I coach high achieving, ambitious, and driven mid to senior level professionals working in the tech industry for promotion, peak performance, and a standout personal brand, all whilst showing up as the best version of yourself, what I call life leadership. And this is the first live of the new year, so I'd like to take the opportunity to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. And I hope you had a lovely break, a little bit of downtime, and took the chance or the opportunity to reflect on last year, particularly on your wins, your successes, your accomplishments, and give a little bit of thought to what you want to do in the year ahead. And that brings me nicely onto today's topic, which is your 2024 vision and plan. Where do I even begin? And the reason I say this is because for many people, it can be overwhelming. Sometimes it can be that actually you just don't know where to start. It just feels like it's overwhelmed, it's stressy, it's too much. And then we stick our head in the sand and we do nothing. And then we kind of drift through the year and end up at the end of the year or 6-8 months down the line, feeling like we've not really been moving forward or progressing. Now, that's not to say that it's okay to not have big audacious goals. Not everyone has to have that, but you want to feel at some point in some area of your life that things are changing, maybe improving, progressing. It could just be in one area of your life. It could be in many. So the question to start with here is, have you arrived at the end of last year feeling somewhat unfulfilled, maybe that you didn't achieve much or you didn't create the change that you'd imagined at the start of the year? And firstly, I'd like to say that it's unlikely to be true anyway, because it's so easy to overlook the wins and the good stuff and be left focusing on what didn't work, what didn't happen, and what didn't change. However, if you want to create a clear plan and a vision for the year ahead and actually recognize the progress that you're making as you embark on this new year, then you are in the right place. So, your 2024 vision and your plan, where do you begin? And as I mentioned earlier, it's easy sometimes to just drift through the day to day and hoping and wishing that something will change or improve, waiting for somebody to do something so things will improve for you, or saying that someday something will change, or someday I will begin, or I will start on that goal, whether it's a fitness goal, a career goal, and so forth. And it may be that right now you're feeling stuck, or you just feel like you're not really making progress, perhaps that you're missing out, whether it's in terms of your career, life in general, maybe a hobby interest that you once had that you're no longer partaking in and you feel like you're missing out on that, or you're simply not satisfied. And in order for life to be fulfilling, satisfied, or feeling satisfied and being happy, it's a little bit like driving a car. If you imagine that when you enter your car, or even if you get on a bus or a train, you have a destination in mind. You're heading somewhere. Now, the direct route might not always work out for you. For example, if you're driving, there may be roadworks, road closures and so forth, or snow, as it was here yesterday in Rochester. And so you then find that actually it's not as simple as it you thought it might be to get from A to B. And it's the same with life, in any area of your life. And in order to overcome those hurdles, those obstacles, you want to have a bit of clarity in terms of the direction that you're heading in and what it is you want to achieve, to accomplish, what you want your life to look like. I'm going to invite you today to just simply follow a really simple process that I would like to hope will prevent any overwhelm, but also have you feeling like you're moving forward, you're growing, you're winning, you're accomplishing, you're achieving, you're making progress in the areas of life that are most important to you. So have a pen and paper at the ready. Of course, this will be available here ongoing, so you can come back to it and watch it again, but grab a pen and paper and make some notes. I am going to go through this pretty quickly, but as I said, it will be here for you to return to also. So number one is identify the important areas of your life, the areas that for you, you want to see change, improvement, maybe more progress. And this is personal to you. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing or saying. If this is about what you want, what's important to you, what are your priorities? And it could be it's only one area and it's already, you know, you've progressed really well, but it's still a priority for you. It could be your health and fitness, let's say, and you've made massive progress last year and now you want to take it to the next level and that's your priority. Or it may be that there's two or three things. It perhaps one of them you didn't really focus on last year and you want to make that a priority, or things didn't work out as you would have liked. So now you want to, you know, look at different options and strategies to see how you can make that progress that you're seeking. So identify those areas first of all. To give you some examples, it could be your health and well-being, your fitness levels, it could be your career, your work aspects, maybe it's relationships, whether it's your partner, your parents, your children, and your wider family. Maybe there's some relationships that you want to spend time really nurturing and improving upon the dynamics that you currently have. Could be your social life. Maybe you haven't had a social life for a while. You feel like, actually, you know what? I want to put more time into just going back out, seeing friends, doing fun stuff. Perhaps, as I mentioned earlier, interests, hobbies that you've had that you've kind of they've drifted off and you've not really been partaking in them for a while for various reasons. Life happens and you want to bring that back into your day-to-day life and enjoy it. Maybe you want a change of environment, perhaps moving home, moving location, just decluttering, something I've been doing over Christmas, you know, just shifting or changing environment. Your finances. We always love to see our finances, our financial position improve. So what can you do there? Maybe it's investment, looking to get a pay rise, negotiating on that, whatever that might be for you. Personal growth, development, a big one for me, might be something for you that's important. Maybe you want to spend more time on that. So those are some ideas of areas of your life that may be important for you. Again, it's personal to you. There's no right or wrong here. It could be one thing, it could be 10 things. However, if it is more than three, what I invite you to do, this is part two, is to now determine where you are in each of those areas. So if you've got more than, irrespective of how many you have, you want to prioritize this down and shorten that list to no more than three, at least to start with. So it prevents overwhelm for you, but it also enables it to feel more realistic that you can achieve and move forward in these different areas. If you start with 10, it's just going to be too much, massive change. You've got your day-to-day life to focus on, your work, your family, your home life and so forth, and then nothing will happen. Whereas if you pick one to three things only, at least to start with, you know, one of them might only take the first quarter of the year. And then you can say, actually, I've ticked that off now. That's just like part of my life and it's okay. It's where I want it to be. And then you can bring in something else or a couple more things, but start with three. So what I want you to do is from that list of areas where you want to see improvement, growth, progression, and so forth, is to identify on a scale of 1 to 10 where you are at the moment. So where are you now? Where would you like to be? And what I mean by that is if it's a one, it means you're not even close. You're so far removed. For example, this could be you've been sat in the same job for the last couple of years. You're not making any progress. You're not getting the recognition. You're working really hard. And you feel like, you know, you're just frustrated, getting resentful, and you've had enough and you want some change. So you're nowhere near where you want to be and you're at a one or a two. That's just an example, right? It may be that you're at an 8. That could be, let's say, in your health. So you've been really consistent last year. You're making great progress to where you want to be. And now you want to take it up a level. You've gone from running a 5K, 10K to now you want to run a half marathon or a marathon. And that will get you, in your view, to a 10. And that's okay. Remember, these scales are personal to you. A 10 for you in something doesn't need to be the same as what a 10 would be for me. It's how you want to view it for yourself, what you feel is a massive win for you. For some people, a 10 or a 9 in their health and fitness could be running a 5K. For others, it'll be running a marathon or doing a triathlon, right? So it's different for each of us and it's personal to you. There is no right or wrong here. There's no pressure or comparison to be like what everyone else is doing. Okay, so just want to make that clear. So the next thing then is once you've identified where you're at right now on that scale of 1 to 10 for each of those areas, then look at, okay, where would I like to be? And this isn't to say that everything needs to be a 10, because yeah, it's a great thing to aspire to, but right now we want to make this realistic. So it might be you're at a 1 or 2 in your job and you want to move that up to a 5 or 6 or 7. And that's great. It's improvement, it's growth, it's progress. The same with your health. It may be that over the next 6 months, you want to get from, let's say, a 5 to a 7. Then you'll review and see where you're at, how well you've done, and then maybe move that up to a 8 or a 9. So look at those different areas that you've identified that are important to you. And again, on a scale of 1 to 10, determine where you would like to be. And when I say where you would like to be, it means you're nailing it, you're smashing it out of the park, you feel like you're winning, you're exactly where you want to be. That's your 10. So look at that, interpret it for yourself and think about where is it you would like to be over the next 6 to 12 months. And if you're struggling, you think, well, I don't really know what I want that to look like in 6 months' time, whether it's, again, whether it's your career, your health, your relationships, your environment, and so forth. If you're struggling with that, here are some things to think about. Imagine, or ask yourself these questions. What if you've marked yourself, let's say, a 5 in your work? Why is that? So understanding, why is it a 5 out of 10? What does it look like right now for you? What does it sound like? In other words, what is it you're saying to yourself about your current situation around your work? And what does it feel like? Think about the emotions that come up for you when you think about work or you go to work. So that's the first part. That's to identifying your scoring, your rating that you've given yourself for where you are right now. And then you want to ask yourself the same questions for where you want to be. So if you're looking at the next 12 months, you want to say, right, okay, so what would I like my work situation or life to look like come December? What would I like my health and fitness to be like come December? And think about, what will it look like? What will you be saying to yourself about it? What do you want to be saying to yourself about it? And what will it feel like? So if you take health as a simple example, everyone can resonate with to some degree. Think about, if you're a 5 right now, maybe you want more energy. So what does it look like right now? Perhaps your clothes aren't fitting as well as you would like. Maybe you're telling yourself that you're tired, you don't have the energy, you're struggling to focus, you feel like you're lacking confidence because you don't look as good as you would like to in your clothes. So what is it you're saying to yourself right now? And then what does that feel like? What did it feel like right now? And think about, okay, in each of those three categories, what would you like that to be in 12 months' time? And this will help you to kind of dig down a little bit more and get really clear on where you're at right now and where you would like to be and why. So once you've done that, once you've scored yourself and rated yourself in each of those areas that are important to you, now you want to identify the gap. So what is in the gap? And then the next step is to prioritize 3 as a maximum. If it's easier, if you're someone who needs to just focus on one thing, then pick one thing. That's okay. Or 2. Excuse me. Maximum is 3. So identify up to 3 things that you're going to focus on in closing those gaps. And looking at, what are the gaps? What is it I need to do to get from 5 to a 7 or 5 to a 9? Think about that and ask yourself, okay, what needs to happen here? If you don't have that information, where can you get that information? Is it asking Google? Is it Speaking to people in the workplace, maybe a mentor that you have or a coach? Is it speaking to someone else who you aspire to be like in terms of, you know, their health and fitness regime, and you want to be able to, you know, be at their level of health and fitness? Ask them, what is it they're doing? What works for them? But understand that each of us is different, and what works for somebody might not work for you. So reach out for support, guidance, help, advice, but be mindful of what works for one person may not work for you. So you need to take that feedback and apply it in a way that will work for you. Okay, because each of us is different. We've got different experiences, backgrounds. You know, again, in terms of health and fitness, what works for one person may not work for the next person. Certain, you know, diets and fads, some people might drop a load of weight. For some people, nothing changes. So you've got to understand all of that. So you want to do your research to understand, what do I now need to do to close the gaps? And now the next thing, before you say, right, now I'm really clear on that, now I know what I need to do, let me go make a great big long to-do list and start ticking things off. No, before you do that, ask yourself this: what really needs to change? And dig deep on this, because often it's very easy to answer that question by saying, oh, it's everybody and everything else, everything outside of us, everything that's outside of our control. Why? Because then that gives us little responsibility. It's about hoping and waiting and wishing for everything else to change, when the reality is, the biggest thing that you are in control of, that you can influence, is you. You are the one that can create the change that you want by influencing what you can, which starts with you. And what I mean by that is starting to really become aware of your thoughts, the thinking that you have about you, about your life, about that particular area of your life, whether it's your career, your fitness, your relationships, and so forth. Start to notice that, start to reflect on that, and look at, okay, what is that? What, how do I look at these things? What do I tell myself about them? What words do I use to describe them? Another aspect of this is looking at the habits that you've got that aren't supporting you, that aren't enabling you to move forward. What habits have you got that are actually holding you back and sabotaging your ability to move forward? And what behaviors are a consequence of what's going on in here? So the thoughts, the conversations that you're having with yourself and also with other people. Identify the things that are potentially holding you back and that are going to keep you where you're at rather than moving forward. Once you've identified that, those are the things that you want to start working on to enable that change. And I refer you to a book that I mentioned to a lot of my clients, Atomic Habits. Great book to read, James Clear. And he talks in there about when you're setting goals, about actually not just the doing, but actually shifting your identity. Really, again, looking at yourself and looking at, who are you being in that moment when you set yourself, let's say, a goal or a goal or a vision to improve your health. And then you go and eat all the foods that you know is going to like prevent you from actually achieving that goal. Who are you being at that point in time? When you get clear on your identity and who you're being for yourself, you'll start to live into that. And by living into that, you'll start to make different choices and make different decisions that will serve you, that will have you being in that identity. So it's almost as in NLP, we talk about acting as if. So acting as if you've already achieved that goal, that accomplishment, that win, will have you making decisions which are different to the ones that you would make if you see yourself as that person who's constantly, like, let's say, unfit, unhealthy, overweight, or lacking energy, and you make certain decisions. Then slow down to that and ask yourself, what decisions would I be making if I was a 10 out of 10 in my health and fitness, if I was fully energized, the size, the weight that I want to be, you know, I've got good stamina and strength, you know, I wake up in the morning bouncing out of bed, you know, all the things that optimal fitness and health will give you. If you were in that place, what decisions would you be making versus maybe the decisions or the choices that you're making when you're not in that place? So definitely recommend the book Atomic Habits, because it talks about this in a lot more depth in there. So this is what I mean when I say the starting point for you is identifying what it is that needs to change. And that's by holding up the mirror and looking at, what can I do differently to enable that change? Because by identifying those things and you know, getting aware of who you're being, actually creating that change becomes a lot easier. The next thing is baby steps. Take baby steps, because those baby steps and actions that you take will have a compound effect. Again, another book that's a great read is Darren Hardy's Compound Effect. And this talks about, you know, over time, over the year, the little 5 minutes of something that you're doing will have a compound effect, whether it's investing, whether it's exercising, you know, adding a couple extra minutes sleep each night, whatever that might be, it will have a longer term compound effect. So think about the baby steps. If everything seems overwhelming and life at the moment is just life and it's like full and you feel like I haven't got time to make all these improvements, just slow down and think about what the little things that I can do to make those simple improvements, even if it's just getting in extra steps in the day by, you know, parking at the other end of the car park and make, you know, getting in some extra steps when you go to the supermarket or the shopping mall or the office, or walking upstairs or taking a lift. There's little things that you can do that will have a compound effect. So take the baby steps. The next point is to set some milestones of what you realistically want to achieve, and in addition, stretch goals as well, to just push you a little bit more. So think about daily, weekly goals, milestones that you want to have. So wins that you can celebrate. For example, it could be that daily you want to do at least 15 minutes of movement or 20 minutes of movement, whether that's going for a walk, a swim, getting on your treadmill, your bike, your cross train, whatever you've got at home, or just doing some yoga and stretching. But if that is your minimum non-negotiable, then make it your non-negotiable, make it realistic, so you know you can easily fit it into your day without it feeling like an added to do on the list. And then set milestones for the course of the next 6 to 12 months, whatever feels good for you. So daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly. And having those milestones will help you to see the progress that you are making. Because remember, I started out at the beginning of this live to talk to you about often we miss out on the wins and the accomplishments that we have achieved over the year because we focus on what went wrong, what didn't work, what didn't happen. So by having those little milestones that you can tick off, it will continue to keep you motivated and wanting to, you know, make that progress, because you're seeing the compound effect and the small growth of the steps that you're making now. So make sure that you do look at having milestones in place. And think about this as small changes, not massive goals and massive change. Think about the small steps, the baby steps, the compound effect it's going to have. And also then as you get into the flow of it, that's when you can start to create the stretch goals for yourself. So let's say your non-negotiable is 15 or 20 minutes of exercise and movement each day, but actually my stretch goal is to do 30. So when I can, I'm going to push myself to get to 30 or to 45, whatever you can do. Okay, so think about the small changes. And here's the thing, this isn't just about intention and setting intentions, this is about implementation. So actually living it. So number one, live it. Start to just make those baby steps, the progress that you start to move forward and live into it. So not only living it by implementing and taking action, but live into it. In other words, coming back to my earlier point of what needs to change or who needs to change, look at where you can create that influence. What is it you can do differently in terms of your habits, your choices, your behaviors, and act as if, remember, act as if you're already a 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 in that particular area of life, and notice the different choices that you make or how your behaviors shift when you're in that space. And finally, I invite you to remember to take time out to reflect on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, of how far you've come, the progress that you're making. And this is not about beating yourself up because you haven't done what you said you were going to do. Maybe you said you would commit to 50 minutes of exercise a day as your non-negotiable, and you've only done it 4 or 5 times in that week, or you missed out a couple of days here and there, or you know, you were traveling for work, or you had some family commitments and so forth, and so you didn't do it. It's okay. This isn't about beating yourself up. This is about coming at this from a place of compassion and understanding, because there was absolutely no benefit to doing so, to beating yourself up. So coming at it from a, and by the way, when you do that, when we beat ourselves up, then we're more likely to give up and become demoralized and demotivated and then not do anything. So actually showing compassion for yourself and saying, right, okay, well, I didn't do this, but I'm going to aim to get, instead of 4 days, 5 days next week. And remembering, this is something I heard a few years ago, and I think it's really powerful. So every day is day one. So even if you get to the end of January, let's say, and you feel like, oh, you know, the first 2 weeks were great, the third week, it just wasn't. Remember, every day is day one. So just start again. Start again. Look at your small goals, your milestones, the baby steps, and start to take the action to move forward. Remembering the bigger impact here is about who you're being in the moment. When you're going to eat that food or have that drink that you know doesn't serve you, or do something that's going to sabotage your success, then ask who it is. And it's not about not allowing yourself to have those treats, but it's about being aware of what you are doing and recognizing that you're choosing that in the moment. And it's okay, but then obviously the results may not come as quickly as you would like. And this is the same in your health, fitness, well-being, as it is in your work, your career, your relationships, and so forth. So really slow down to this. Look at where you want to be in the next 12 months. Identify up to three areas of life that are your priorities and start to look at who you're being in those areas right now. What can change in terms of your thoughts, your thinking, your behaviors, your habits, the actions that you are or are not taking, and what it is you can do differently. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. Until next time, I would like to remind you to harness your potential, to elevate your performance, and to strive towards growth and progress, and pursue that next role, that next promotion in your career, if that is something you're wanting to do. This is the year for your growth, your personal, your professional development, and continue to show up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.